3, 2, 1.
You're live on air.
What's good, Flagler Hall visitors?
And clean sheet listeners.
And welcome back
to the clean sheet.
That's yo, that was smooth. I like that. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the clean sheet, the best footy podcast on the planet. And you know, we're back. We took a sabbatical. We in the time, I want to give you guys a little bit of a stat. In the time that we left or did a sabbatical for the clean sheet, which was I think last September till now, Messi is still on 2 league goals. Let me just put that out there. I gotta push the agenda. I'm now on the Ronnie side of the agenda, so
that's, I gotta push that propaganda. Right, that's my goal.
It's unfortunate, but it has to be said. Welcome back. We got a lot to talk about, even though it's international break. A couple of cool little World Cup qualifiers to talk about, as well as some matches that happened before then. One that specifically me and Rio are very excited to talk about because it involves the guy in between us. Kareem's team getting thrashed. So make sure to go ahead and follow the Instagram if you're not already. Make sure to give it a like, share the podcast wherever you're listening through and all that sweet shit so we can keep this shit going. We might get a little Patreon going on, you know, since unlike Kareem, you know, me and Rio have to work for our money. But you know, it is what it is. Let me introduce the boys because it's the OG3. Today, we got Rio the Dio. What's going on, baby?
What's up, y'all boys and girls? You know, we don't exclude out this podcast. Hope y'all are well. Hope y'all tune in, keep listening. But yeah, that's about it. I'm doing good.
What'd you think about Chris getting rocked today?
Well, if God wills it.
If God wills it. And I also have the deadlifting demon. You know who he is. The thief. The racketeering charges.
Shelby.
The deadlifting demon shot him. What's going on, man?
What's up, boys? We know only boys listen to our podcast, Real, because we hate women.
Yo, you're terrible. Dude, well, all right, let's
no women.
Yeah, well, let's get right into it. There was a lot of happening in the world football scene. You know what we have to talk about. Since we were last on here, we had what people call the biggest match in the world. I still think Liverpool City has surpassed El Clasico, not in history, but in terms of the two sides. But Real Madrid, Barcelona, El Clasico. It was an absolute thrashing. It looked like the poker table on Friday nights. It was a 4-0 rout by Barcelona. I believe it was the Aubameyang double, Araujo, and Ferran Torres who got on the score sheet. And from back to forth, I mean, this was unbelievable. I haven't seen this in a while. A match where like Madrid 90 minutes were just absolutely played off the pitch. I mean, they're going to still win the league, obviously. Like, this wasn't a tie to the side or anything, but this has to be, you know, this has to be demoralizing. If you're, you know, one of those Real Madrid 11 or even Ancelotti, I mean, does this put your head on the chopping block in terms of if you don't make a deep Champions League run, you know, what's going on there or what's going on with that? And what just happened with the match overall? Were the tactics wrong? You know, what went down there?
Well, let's start with Kareem first, of course.
The tactics were definitely wrong on Ancelotti's side. He had Modric playing like a false nine. Can't be having that. Modric is a beautiful player, but he's not a finisher. And then, you know, we obviously miss Benzema, but he's only one out of 11. But like you and me, Enrique, we were talking about that this shows the Ballon d'Or agenda for Benzema. If he's really carrying this shit of a team, bro, we need Mbappe, Haaland, Tchouameni, we need everyone. But I think there were a lot of things wrong. But it all goes down to the tactics in the end of the day. Just because Benzema is not there. Like, Bale wasn't even on the... He wasn't even on in the subs. He was on the reserves. Like, you can't be doing that, especially when you need a striker. And Bale's showing that he could still do it. Man bagged 2 goals for Wales, trying to qualify them for the World Cup. So I think Ancelotti's job, though, at the end of the day, it's still going to be there. Because he is going to win the league. So I don't know if he's on the chopping block necessarily, but I heard that him and Florentino had like a 90-minute conversation the day after the game. So we can only imagine what Florentino was saying.
Yeah. What do you think, Rio, in terms of the on pitch aspects of it? I mean, obviously, you know, Aubameyang was huge. I mean, you had just top down performances, 9 out of 10s mm-hmm. around everywhere around the pitch. Pedri, Aubameyang, Araujo, I would say, obviously,
De Jong.
You know, yeah, De Jong as well was obviously fantastic. You know, and it was a good performance top down. You have to say Xavi got the tactics right.
Yeah, he definitely did. I like the initial lineup with Pedri and De Jong. I was playing like kind of like the center mids in like the eight position. They did really well.
Dembele as well.
Yeah,
go ahead, my bad.
Dembele. But Pedri and De Jong played really well in the midfield together, holding up the ball with Busquets. You know, we've seen that midfield trio a lot lately. At the beginning of the season, they definitely did not look as good, but then they definitely were able to change it up when Xavi's came in and like implemented like what he wants out of that midfield. I said it earlier in a podcast that the way that Xavi's been playing or getting this team to play is unbelievable. And to think that Coleman basically had us all thinking that they were washed is pretty insane. Obviously, like, you know, Xavi got his chances with Ferran Torres and Aubameyang and Adama, but he's able to like elevate the side's play to a different level, back to like what it used to be under Pep, kind of, but in a sense it's way different, you know. More than just emphasizing just keeping possession, they like to emphasize like what to do with that ball, moving into the final third with like a lot of class and stuff like that, and not forcing passes into certain players and making sure that they're open and available, which I've enjoyed actually watching in the last couple games, to be honest, because before I did not watch Barcelona as much just because I saw the way they played and it wasn't them. But now I can definitely assure you that I'd be watching a lot more.
Mm-hmm. After that game. Yeah, I think it's interesting because one aspect of it that was really interesting as well was like this Barca team compared to under Koeman, they just looked a lot more like they wanted it. Like they hustled a lot more. And this is not a young team. Like, you know, Busquets is 33. Pique is up there as well. Alba, Aubameyang is not young either. Like, it just felt like they were pressing with a lot more intensity and being smart about where they wanted to press. They kind of seemed to kind of hunt Madrid in packs, pick the ball out in kind of that midfield space. And then once they got the ball, they just never rendered it unless it was a shot or, you know, a deflection or something like that. So it was pretty crazy to see, pretty brazy to see that, you know, at this point, obviously as Liverpool perspective, I would be scared to play this Barcelona team in the Champions League. So it's good that they went out early because they do look revitalized. And you have to say they're probably now, I mean, you have West Ham in there, you have Rangers, you have a couple of teams in there, but you have to say they're obviously clear flavors for the Europa now at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
So they can end with a trophy at least. So, but what do we think? I mean,
yeah, and the Champions League placement.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. What do you think in terms of just like the overall? I mean, again, Madrid are going to win the league title. I don't think this means anything. I think maybe the only ramifications I could see coming out of it, or maybe it bleeds onto their Champions League form, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But I mean, yeah, again, if you're Chelsea, if you're even City, who possibly could face them in the next round, you have to be licking your fingers and thinking, damn, like this team played like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they definitely did. But, you know, as Kareem said before, they didn't have some of their key players, and Ancelotti just got the tactics wrong. I feel like this is like a kind of like a one-off for Barcelona in a sense. You know, like Xavi completely played it correct the way the system should have been. Real Madrid were missing a couple like key players there, and Ancelotti just didn't use like some of his really good available players such as Hazard or Bale. You know, although they haven't played as much, but they're the type of players who can come in and make a difference, even if they're, you know, called upon and haven't been that good in form. And we've seen it before throughout their careers. So
yeah,
it's just an unlucky one for Madrid and a good day for Barcelona.
Yeah, what do you think, Kareem, in terms of, I mean, again, like you said, it does push the Benzema agenda further deep down, but are you concerned at all by the performance?
No, I think this was, like, in an aspect, like a part two of the PSG versus Real Madrid game one. Like, mm-hmm. in that game, Ancelotti got his tactics completely wrong, but mm-hmm. then you saw him fix it for game two. So, I mean, it's Ancelotti. He's been, when he wins the league this year, he's won every top five league, so he can do it in every league. He showed. But I'm not too worried. Like, Benzema and Mendy are coming back for this Saturday game against Celta Vigo. So hopefully with the win in that, they'll be up to play Chelsea. But I just think it was like it was just a really, really good day for Barca and a really, really shit day for Real Madrid. Like, it just worked perfectly for Barca in the end. But I just want to know, for Barca's sake, how do you guys think they're going to make it work? Because Ansu Fati came back from injury now. He's training. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with Memphis Depay?
Mm-hmm. And Dembele and Adama, who's, like, in form.
I think it's about rotation. I mean, every world-class team has 5-6 guys in that forward line fighting for a spot, you know. So I think it's about rotation. I mean, you're seeing a little bit of that with Madrid in an extent. I mean, they would have that deep rotation if Bale was favored and Hazard, who now is out injured again for the rest of the season. But they have guys there. I mean, we're going to talk about Bale's performance, but it's like when you have that sitting on your bench, why not bring him on? I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what he's, you know, paid all that money for, is to come up in big moments. And he always does. Like, that's the one thing you can give Bale, is that he always shows up in those big moments. I mean, you talk about Copa del Rey, you talk about Champions League finals, you talk about all that stuff. International play, right? So I think it's interesting. I think Ancelotti has to take a look down that bench, because I hate to say it, but outside of Fede Valverde and Modric on, I was going to say last week, but when they played on that night, outside of those two, I think everyone else looked really tired and sluggish. So maybe it's time to look at some rotation. So that's that. Let's see. Just some quick fire topics I'm going to knock out real quick. Obviously, Arsenal strengthened their grip on the top four. I mean, what do we think? Are they getting that top four spot? Is it United? Is it Spurs?
I think it's definitely Arsenal. They have no European competition, so United don't either. I think Spurs aren't in it either, but Arsenal's header are in the game compared to the other two. And I think Arsenal's fixture sheet isn't as bad. I think they have, like, one more big matchup, and that's about it.
Right.
But I honestly think that they're going to do pretty well for, like, the rest of it, and they look like clear favorites to, like, go through as the fourth spot. I think it's well-deserved this season, the way, like, their team have played. And, like, the, you know, the integrity that they've actually, like, been able to play it towards our type of ball or whatever. Not really sure what that is still, kind of. I think it's just kind of like a weird fluid mix of counterattacking and possession at times. But to be honest, they look pretty well. And I hope to actually see them back in, like, you know, Champions League, because, you know, that's an easy game. So.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. Kareem, is that your pick for top four? Probably, yeah, right.
They're in form, games in hand. I don't see United or Tottenham doing anything really.
Yeah. Ronnie did actually mention, this wasn't on the list, but Ronnie did mention he's going to stay for his final year in his United contract next year. So that's something. I mean,
you can never count it out though, bro. It's soft.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was. Hopefully, he stays true to that. But you know, you know that if a team.
Yeah, but can you see Ronaldo playing in Europa?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not meant for.
I see him moving to the other side of town.
To City, I think that's what I was. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if City came in. I just don't know if he has the respect.
Think if Haaland miss on, I mean, if City miss on Haaland, they could definitely sign Ronaldo to, like, a 1-year contract.
Mm-hmm. I think City go after. I think City go after Kane again if they don't get Haaland. I think they try pressing that button one more time this summer, but
I think Kane's gonna do the same Aguero mistake, bro.
Yeah.
And never leave. And now he'd never want a CL, bro.
Yep. Well, also in world football, at least club football, before we get to international play a little bit later on in the show, we have PSG, who continue to drop off following their UCL demise. Apparently, Neymar and Messi got booed after losing 2 weeks ago. So is that anything?
I watched that game. It was a woeful performance. I actually woke up and actually watched the game. I believe it was on a Sunday or Saturday, whichever one it was. But they're against, I'm not mistaken, it was AS Monaco, and they played just horrendous. You know, Gianluigi Buffon had a howler in goal for the penalty save that he was supposed to save, and it went in. It was just an atrocious game from the PSG side. You know, Marco Verratti, you know, who usually is a great player, looked a shadow of himself that game. Messi on the ball. I don't think Messi played that game, actually. But Neymar and Mbappe played, and they did not look too good. Mbappe was carrying a little bit more than Neymar, but they both looked insufficient in the attack. And AS Monaco had a clearly deserved victory there. It was quite sad to see, in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, right after a UCL, you know, you're hoping to bounce back pretty well. you know, I think they played Bordeaux first, but like against AS Monaco, you know, looking to be like, you know,
yeah,
get into your league and like show your dominance still, and you get beat 3-0 away from home.
Yeah.
Not good at all. And their away record is shambles. Just
shameless. Shameless. What do you think, Kareem? I mean, this is big to be booing those type of guys. And again, Mbappe is pretty much one foot out the door. So it's like, if he's the guy contributing, you know, what's going to come next year?
Dude, that's what happens when you let the FIFA Zac Efron score, bro. It was just an absolute disgusting performance. I mean, it's all built up, especially from the Champions League ties. But that, I think that shows you more of what type of fan, just what type of club PSG really is. It's like a club where you can't lose. Like, if you lose the league, like, you have no support. Like, this just shows you, like, what the club is built on. Mm-hmm. And I think, I didn't really think they could boo Neymar. Like, he was at least defending more than Messi in the tie. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Especially with Neymar, he's like, I don't know if you would consider him a club legend for PSG. But he's at least been putting out for a couple seasons. Like, they got a washed Messi. So I understand the booing of him, but I didn't feel the need to boo Neymar on my end.
Yeah, I think they would. I mean, because Neymar is one of those few guys. I mean, you usually think of PSG as like a mercenary club, and Neymar has kind of been one of those few guys that's actually like chose PSG. Like, he chose to go there, like, mm-hmm. while he was still very, very good for Barca. Like, he chose to go there to be the guy. So they probably would. Most people, I bet if you asked like a PSG fan, like a pure PSG fan, they probably would say that Neymar's like their biggest player. Like, contributing wise, I mean, obviously they had guys like Ronaldinho and stuff, but so the other club news that we have going on is really just going back to the Prem. I mean, Liverpool cut it to a 1-point deficit. It's on, baby. 1-point deficit ahead of that Etihad game in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. It'll be on, I think, April 11th. There's a game against Watford this week, and then it'll be all eyes on the Etihad, the empty hat. So, boys. I mean, I'm not saying quadruple, but talk to me, bro.
It's not coming home, bro. Like, I think you guys are definitely going to lose there, and it's going to be a big shock in your season. Big shock. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys are going to be able to come against City the way you think you are, with all this sort of swagger and stuff like that. Like, although, like, Liverpool's a pretty informed side, I just don't think that it is the same Liverpool that won a Champions League. Or that, or like the Liverpool that won like the PL that one season. It's definitely not that side at all. I feel like Salah looks like a shadow of himself to some degree from the early season form. Mane hasn't been looking too good, but Jota and Luis Diaz are kind of there to pick up your pieces, but against the City side like that, no. Honestly, no.
I mean,
we always say this every year, and City just look too good comparatively.
I gotta be honest. Usually I'm on the pessimistic side of this thing, because you know you want to be cautious, but I gotta be honest here. Look, Salah has been a little bit woeful the last 2-3. He's been smelly the last 2-3 weeks. I ain't gonna lie, but you have to, you know, let's add some context here. Salah has been playing a hell of a lot of games. You know, was completely healthy the entire first half of the season. Went to AFCON, played like 7-8 games in like only a 2-week span there. So he's been run to the ground a little bit, and these qualifiers don't help either. I think we're gonna see more of the first half of the season Salah as we get closer to the end. I think the thing with City is that people assume is that, I mean, City have dropped some stinkers the last couple of games that I've watched them as well. And I'm not saying that they won't beat us at the Etihad. I think they very well could. I mean, I remember the first matchup in the Anfield, the first half of the year. They kind of dominated completely the first half, like completely dominated Liverpool the first half. We came out, gave them a good fight in the second half, and ended up 2-2. So I think anything less than a loss, I'll even take a draw. Even a loss, honestly, at this point, because the deficit is just 1 point, even a loss is now to the point where I don't think it's like completely devastating, but it would be a huge dent. So, I mean, yeah. let's take some predictions then, real quick, since I want to hear what Kareem and you have to say about it. What do we got for scores on that? Yeah, 2 weeks time from now.
2-1 City.
I think repeat scoreline of January 2019.
I think Salah is actually gonna score, because Salah shows you he could do it, bro. But I feel like him and Mane are very like momentous players. Like when they're on, they're on. Like you can't stop them for weeks. But I think Salah, hopefully for your sake, he'll get it started again and take it into Champions League.
Okay. What do you got, Rio, on the score?
I see 4-2 City. It's going to be a good game. I feel like scores for Liverpool start there first. Luis Diaz and then Mane. I don't think Salah's going to show up. And I believe that the scores for City, Foden with the double, Mahrez with one, and De Bruyne with another.
Okay. That's interesting, especially since both teams aren't attacking well right now, but they're defending really well. I'm going to go, I think it's going to be 1-1. To be honest, I see 1-1. I see a goal kind of coming from the midfield, so I'll throw out Fabinho in there. You know, and then for City, I bet it's probably going to end up being Sterling. I bet Sterling scores against us. Because why not? I think it's just both teams aren't attacking well, like really, like right now. I mean, I saw City Crystal Palace back to front. I saw the second leg against Sporting Lisbon, even though that was already wrapped up. Like both teams are defending about as good as they have the entire season, but the levels in terms of attacking wise have dropped off, and it's probably, I guess, just stamina. You know, as you get down to the end of the sprint, I think it'll be 1-1 though, 1-1. So. But beyond that, I mentioned Sporting Lisbon, and we got to talk about Kareem's favorite competition. You know what it's time for. Give me. You know what it's time for, Kareem. Give me a nice little scream of the champions.
My voice is rattled, bro.
Nah, I got you, boys.
Champions!
No, we got better than that, bro. We got better than that, dog. We definitely got better. Hold on.
This man about to get his copyright striked. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we got to.
I like it.
Bro, we're supporting them, bro. This is not supported by the Champions League, but we love you guys. You feel me? Like, we definitely gonna get
drop
you right,
bro. Drop that in. Oh, this guy. Yo. Fast forward. Or actually, no. This will be the background music. Fuck it. Oh my god. Yeah, turn that down. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it, baby.
So, we just got the quarterfinal draw for the champions. And that includes the semis, the finals, everything. So that means the clean sheet is going to go ahead and break down our predictions for the Champions League. Starting. Manchester City versus Atletico Madrid. First leg at Manchester. Second leg at Atletico. Who do we have first leg?
Honestly, we gotta go with Atletico first leg. I feel like you're gonna pull some fucking shit out against them. A Manchester double. I think we're gonna pull a Manchester double.
I think City's gonna win, bro. It's not the semifinals yet, so they can't bother
it. Actually, I think this is a fun way to do it. You know what we'll do, since there's three of us, which means that there'll be a resounding vote. We'll go top to bottom. Right, and we'll make our own clean sheet bracket, right? So we'll go back to front through aggregate, right? So, Rio, what do you have in terms of City Atletico aggregate? Who goes through?
Aggregate? Oh, City, of course. It's going to be a nice 3-1
to City. Okay. Oh, wow. So just to say, first leg is at Etihad, and second leg is at the Wanda Metropolitano. So, Kareem, what do you got? Who do you got going through?
I got City going through. With Atletico how they are, I think it's going to be a low-scoring aggregate, maybe a 3-1.
Well, City are through based on you guys' votes, but to be honest, I don't know, bro. I feel like Atletico is just the perfect team for City, like against City. And Guardiola, I actually went ahead and searched their head-to-head. Their head-to-head is the only time they faced head-to-head was in one of my favorite Champions League ties of all time. I think I saw it with you, Kareem. I think it was the Saúl Ñíguez Bayern versus Atlético. The Saúl Ñíguez solo goal, 1-0, and then 2-1. It was 1-1, I think, in the return leg. That was in 2016, I think it was. That was a crazy, crazy tie. That was on their way to Atletico getting to the final against, obviously, Real Madrid, where they did lose. But I think it's going to be cagey. I think I'm going to go 2-1 City, but just slightly. I honestly think Atletico can do it, and I would not be surprised if they did, but I think it'd go either way. It's just such a perfect team. Like, very low block, tough to break down. City love to play this, like, smooth, getting behind type of football. I just don't know if they're going to be able to beat that low block too many times. I think City only score maybe twice over two legs. I really don't know how they score more than that. But from there, we have the clean sheet derby. The clean sheet derby. It's the rematch of last year's semis. It's Chelsea versus Real Madrid. So I'm guessing both of you guys are going to back your team. So I'm going to let both of you guys go first while I think about who's going to win. Because honestly, I still don't know who's going to come out on top. But Rio, give me the reasons why Chelsea's going to win.
Okay, so first off, Ancelotti. He's going to fuck it. He's going to fuck it. He's fucked it once. He's fucked it twice. And for us, for Tuchel, Tommy T loves it three times. So, and Tottenham can adjust to that. You know, they can... They love us three times in a row. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? So Madrid, they're going to lose, right? I'm not going to say both legs. I honestly feel like at home that we're honestly going to draw it. It's going to be a nice 1-1 score. I think, honestly, Havertz is going to score and Vinny's going to score. And then, you know, Twitter's going to blow up about who's better. And then the second leg, Havertz will prove it with getting a nice clean assist to Mason Mount to finish the game, 1-0. I think this one's going to be a very, very cagey affair. Especially since these sides played each other last time out in the semifinals of the Champions League. And I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Although Kareem is going to mention our low block, in a sense like that, we do not have our fullbacks. Our attacking fullbacks in Chilwell or Reece James. So we are forced to play that style of football due to the fact of not having great side-attacking players. Right? And we cannot play a 4-2-2 against Madrid because they will definitely take us out on the counter, in possession, or anywhere else on the pitch. Against Modric, Cruz, and Casemiro, I don't think our midfield is going to be able to stand up to that necessarily with Jorginho, Conte, you know, Kovacic, you know. So I'm really hoping that we're able to actually, you know, feed into our players like the way we did last time against them to get a nice dub. So I honestly think it's going to be a nice 2-1 to Chelsea. You know, I can honestly see it going the other way as well. But, you know, I hope it's a good game.
So just for the record, so we can get you on ice and come back to this in 3 weeks' time, you have 2-1 Chelsea on aggregate.
Havertz and Mount the scores, and then Vinny the score in the first leg.
Okay. All right, let's get creamy. Oh, by the way, first leg is at London, second leg is at the Bernabeu. So Kareem, go ahead and give us your reasons as to why Madrid will pull this out.
Who said I was going for Madrid, bro?
You can not back your team. This is good. We can just move on then. Chelsea are in the semis.
I mean, I think when you say Champions League, there's one team that comes to mind, bro. I don't know how they do it, but they do it every year. So, you know, I got to go with my boys. I think it will be a very good match, like Rio said, because they like to hold their possession. They like to sit back, you know. We don't like that type of play. But I think it will be a very good match. I think the first match will be the low-scoring one. I think it could even end, like, possibly 0-0 in the first leg. Maybe 1-1, like Rio said. But I see Real Madrid winning 3-2. I think the second game will definitely be more fire. You'll see that both coaches would want it. But in the end, I will have...
Vinny hat trick.
No, I'm not marked there. Chill. I think the end will be, it'll be 3-2. I think Benzema with two and maybe a midfield goal from Modric or something. And then, like he said, bro, I don't know why, but Kai Havertz is just going to score, bro. I don't know why.
Big game play. Big game play.
But I think this for sure will be the best fixture. Best quarterfinal.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's no question about that. I mean, that's interesting. That's not as fiery from Kareem as I thought he was going to be. I mean, maybe that's a sign he's a little bit scared or reserved, but, you know, it's unlike you, bro. It's unlike you.
I mean, I ain't gonna like her. Nah, if it was Atletico Madrid, bro, I'd say 6-2 or something crazy.
Yeah.
They're a team that sits back, but they're a team that we mollywop, bro. But these people sit back, and they beat us last year, so I don't know the confidence for the players. I don't know if it's in the back of their mind. Well, at least we're going to have a healthy side, so ain't no excuses, really.
All right. Well, I was thinking about it, and I was low-key wanting one of you guys to convince me to go one or the other way. But I think my mind is set on this. To be honest, if the away goals rule was still a thing, this is one of those type of ties I think would go on away goals. Like, that's how cagey, that's how, like, push and pull it's going to be. To the point where I'm going to go the closest thing to away goals, which is Pens. I think this goes 1-1 over 180 minutes, and I think we end up in Pens. And I think you're not this. This is you're gonna think I'm parodying here, but I shit you not. Kepa's gonna come on, and for once he's gonna get it right.
Even after what he just did, I don't know if they're gonna bring on Kepa, bro.
Kepa's gonna come on. It's gonna be 7-7 on Pens. And Benny's going to come back up for a second pen. And he's going to try up an Inca, bro. But Kepa's going to be on to him. And he blocks it and Chelsea are through.
Sounds like the worst shit house I've ever heard.
That nigga's going to get sold by fucking Florentino, bro.
I think that's what's going to happen. No, I think Chelsea go through in pens. I don't know what way or fashion, but I think it ends up in pens, honestly. Maybe not pens, but I think Chelsea go through just slightly. I think... just when I look at the two coaches, that's what decides it for me. Because I think the quality is about the same on both teams. Like, I think both of these squads have, like, weaknesses in them. Like, I don't really – I obviously don't rate Chelsea's attack. And, you know, I think Madrid's backline can be got at. So I think there's weaknesses in both of these sides. I think they're even, but it comes down to the coaches. And I think Tuchel is just a bit above Ancelotti right now, at least, so – I'm gonna have Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. And we're hot in form too.
Yeah. So
a lot of our players, attacking players wise too. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
So to the left or right side, whichever way you're looking at it, side of the bracket, definitely the less competitive side of the bracket. But don't be surprised to see an upset here. We have to start with Liverpool Benfica, the first leg in Portugal. The second leg in Merseyside. And to be honest, I'm not going to shit house and say we're going to do 5-0 over two legs because, you know, we have our eyes on other competitions as well. So, don't be surprised if this is
the most important one.
I would argue it's not for Liverpool. I think they would rather win the Premier League, and I'm definitely in that camp. Like, I've seen us win the CL at this point. Like, I just want to win the Prem, like, in front of fans, like, in front of City.
It was
like
a shitty CL, bro.
You know what I mean? You what, mate?
Agree.
You're on one. But I'm gonna go 3-1. I think it's 2-1 in Portugal and then 1-0 at Anfield. Just kind of simple, nothing crazy.
It's 0-0 at Portugal, 5-0 at Anfield. Towards Liverpool. Great. Liverpool are going through, by the way. I hope.
I mean, you all got the easy team. This is easier than Villarreal. So I'll just go 4-1, bro. Okay. No one's really going to watch this, though.
Except the UK.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be switching between... or no, I think they're on the same day as Chelsea... Madrid. I think they landed on the same day, so.
Oh, so definitely no one's watching.
I'll have it on both screens. Actually, no, they play the same day as City. My bad. So I'll have them on both screens. But
no one's
from
watching,
there,
bro.
Villarreal, Bayern, first leg in Spain, second leg at Munich. I'm gonna go for a thrashing on this one. Even though Villarreal are very good, you just know, you know what Bayern do. when they get into that gear, into the stage of the champions. So I'm going to go 6-2 on aggregate. 6-2 on aggregate, Bayern. I think the first leg in Spain, I think the first thing in Spain, they actually lose. I think it's 2-1 in Spain, and then 5-0 at Munich.
I actually think the opposite, man. I think Villarreal are actually going to push through.
Okay.
I think they're going to be the only Spanish side to be in here. Hansi Flick's Bayern is the most flip-floppity... Not Hansi Flick. What's
Nagelsmann,
it called?
Julian Nagelsmann.
Yeah. Julian Nagelsmann's Bayern is probably one of the most flip-floppity sides I've seen, and I think they're going to fuck it. I honestly think they're going to bottle
I'm with you in terms of the defense. The defense has been shoddy at best at points when I've watched Bayern, but the attack is still remains as probably the top three in Europe. Like, no question.
It's not top three in Europe, but... just because you have Lewa doesn't mean it's top three, so no.
Not just Lewa, man. I would say Gnabry, Sané, still have other guys in there.
Villarreal is going to push through with a nice 3-2 victory over two legs against them. They're going to win both legs as well. Well, actually, no, that means they have to tie one, actually. I'd say they're going to win 2-0, and then, no, they're going to win 2-0, and then lose 2-1 to Bayern.
All right, Kareem?
I think the first leg, we're going to see a kind of deflated Bayern. We saw it in the last fixture. So I'll think it's like a 1-1, maybe a 2-1. But I think Bayern in the end will win like 5-2, bro. It's not going to be a competition, really. I think both teams are... I think Bayern and Liverpool are just getting ready for the semis, bro, at this point.
I mean, I think you guys are counting Unai Emery out. I think you guys are counting Unai Emery side out, man.
I'm not counting Unai Emery.
I'm counting, though.
No, I'm not counting them out, but I am saying this. I mean, Bayern are expected to be in the semis or finals position. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the club in the world. I mean, but I will say this: Villarreal are good, but like, I don't see how they beat Bayern over 180 minutes. And a one-off, yeah, sure, but I just don't see it.
Just watch it happen, dog. Just watch it happen, bro. They have that power, bro. Bayern's gonna get fucked. They're not gonna realize it. They're gonna underestimate that Unai Emery side, bro, just like Uwe did, and they're gonna get fucked. Trust me.
Okay, I mean, Juventus is far worse than this Bayern side, but you can have that one if you get it. You can say
Julian Nagelsmann is a young coach, bro. He's going to underestimate them, bro. Unai Emery's just gonna take advantage of that, and his side is gonna, like, you know, they're gonna get their way against Bayern.
Okay, that's a hot one, bro. I hope Zamat's listening. All right, so from there, since as a group we decided that Chelsea, City, Liverpool, Bayern would be the four to make it through, that means it would be City, Chelsea in this hypothetical matchup. Kareem shaking his head, but if that were to be the case, based on our picks on our bracket here, the clean sheet bracket, who do we have going through from City versus Chelsea? I mean, this is a rematch of the final last year.
Uh-huh. Wait, I don't give my take for this shit bracket.
If it's City Chelsea as a final,
no. Honestly, no, this would be a semi-final.
City Chelsea, yeah, City's going through. I can't put my side to beat Guardiola over 180 minutes. No,
it's a semi-final though. You got to remember that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. But I don't think they're gonna do it. If we get our fullback, well, if we get at least Reece James back by then, yeah, we have a chance. If not, no.
Okay.
Against Madrid, it's not needed, but against City, ooh. Yeah.
Those are fighting words.
I don't know, bro. Who guarding Vinny? I know Aspilicueta not catching up to Vinny.
That's actually a good question. Who would be in that right back? Because you cannot put Aspi there. Unless you're gonna put him on a help, maybe like situation where, you know.
No, but that's the whole point of like the three center back and then the fullback system. It's supposed to help against faster players. He has a 2v1 on defense compared to just a 1v1 with just a regular fullback, because you don't need the winger, to drop back and help you. It doesn't have to be a 3v1. And plus, like, we're so like defensively compact, it's gonna be very hard for them. So I'm honestly fine with like the Vinny stuff. It's not gonna. I said he's going to get a goal, definitely. He's definitely a threat, but I don't see him making as big as an impact compared to other teams that have played that system. Barca locked him up as well, to be honest. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but you gotta remember that's a Vinny without Benzema. That's like having like it's having a Costco glizzy without the ketchup, bro. It don't work.
Yo, hey yo.
No, you gotta think about it. Benzema as a because he doesn't play like the typical striker role, so he frees up a lot for Vinny.
He's a pure center forward.
Yeah, he gets it in the back.
False nine.
So you got to think about it when they're running at him. I think we'll see. Vinny without Benzema is different than Vinny with Benzema.
Mm. Okay, Thiago Silva, Rudiger, blocking him out, though.
That's fine, bro. We'll
I don't know, bro. See. Rudiger his head might be already in Bayern.
I think if Jorginho starts, he may have a chance.
Or he had a pre-contract. No, I think he's still in talks, but Juve and Bayern were the two mains.
Oh.
If it's a Conte-Kova double pivot, I think you guys are going to find it very rough to get to.
I do rate Kova.
And, like, you know, maybe right-back option is Aspi, bro. I think it's be very hard. Aspi's a really good defender on the right-back. You know, he can do both sides of the ball, but his side mainly is defensively. And I don't think he's a very smart defender as well. So I think he knows about Vinny and how to deal with him as well. If he needs cover, he's definitely going to ask that center-back to help him out. He's not, like, some inexperienced defender. You know,
all right.
He's a better right back than Carvajal. I'll say that.
Let's move from the Chelsea and Madrid talk. So Rio, you have City going through in this hypothetical. Kareem, who do you have if it's Chelsea, City, in a two legs?
Real Madrid.
Oh my god, this guy.
Florentino.
This guy.
I can't. I plead the fifth. I don't want to speak on this shit.
Oh my goodness. So you're saying. Who are you saying, bro? You're saying City?
I mean, I don't know. I would say City, but it's a semifinal. But if Chelsea end up beating Real Madrid, I'm going with City, bro.
Okay. Yeah, Pep usually would wait until the final to bottle it. So I'm gonna go with City over two legs. And then Liverpool Bayern. I don't even think most people would say this is a possible hypothetical. So Liverpool Bayern. Who do we have there? I mean, I'll start it. I think at this point in the season, it's going to be tricky to say where Liverpool's heads will be at, whether they'll be closer to the title and the FA Cup. And Bayern really have nothing else but the competition to play for. So believe it or not, I'm going Bayern. In this matchup, I would actually go with Bayern. I had Bayern written down over Liverpool. Obviously, it'd be tough for me to watch, but, you know. I'd go with Bayern. But I think it would be like a very, very like interesting match to watch over two legs because the first go around was with I'm forgetting his name. He was the Frankfurt manager and then came over. Niko Kovac. It was the Niko Kovac versus Jurgen Klopp 2 years ago when they won the CL. So that was you know, Niko Kovac was never that great of a coach for Bayern. So. I think it'd be interesting. Kareem, do we have a full sweep? You all have Bayern?
Well, I think I have Bayern for the same exact reasons you have. Liverpool are going to have so much on their agenda. And like you said, who knows where their heads will be at. But I think, when you mentioned penalties, I think this is a fixture, honestly, that could go to penalties.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. But my pick would change, though. Like, if we completely fall out of the race, if we lose the next two games and we lose at City or whatever, I could easily see Klopp pivoting to this competition and being all right, let's go get this, you know. And then he does his thing over Bayern, he does his thing over whoever we see in the final. So, you know, I think it's very possible that happens. So that means in our hypothetical, we would have a Bayern City final, and I know who I'm going with here, obviously. But can we get some reasonings, Rio? Maybe you guys think differently.
City will go through, man. I think this is like if they beat Atletico, they beat Chelsea and Madrid, you know. Like, I think they're just gonna destroy Bayern. I feel like that's gonna be like a weird of a mop one. Like a CL final that's like, yeah, we've been deserved winners or we should have won this a while ago. At that point, I feel like it's their final that they need to win, you know, at that point. I feel like Bayern can go into this being like, even if we lose today, like, you know, we're still CL champs at some point. But I feel like they're going to get thrashed. I feel like it's going to be a big wake-up call, and Neville's going to be on fraud watch.
That's so counterfeit. I'm going with Bayern because It's just City. That's it. No analysis, no tactics, no nothing. It's just City. Like, that's it. I don't know what to tell you when it comes to the big stage. You could swap Bayern with Liverpool, honestly. We could talk Liverpool. I think a Liverpool City final, CL final, would be unbelievable. But a Bayern City final, like, I would have Bayern, to be honest. And I don't have tactics. I don't have analysis. I don't have a good take for it. It's just, I don't buy this City team winning in a final.
Look, I'll take a City Liverpool final only if Liverpool win the league, because then City's gonna fucking thrash y'all.
I disagree. I could not disagree more.
So I think they'd be hating
it. In a big CL final stage, City would bottle it against Liverpool. No question about it. No question about it. Kareem, who do you have in a Bayern City final?
In a Bayern City final, it's just Bayern, bro. I can't see City winning it. But yeah. I also think, like we've mentioned before, they got the FA Cup. They have the league, bro. Bayern have nothing to worry about, really. Like, nothing. Mm-hmm. And they have depth. You got Goretzka, you got Tolisso, you got guys, even if they get injured, they can come back up. So then, especially with getting Alphonso Davies back soon, I heard, from his heart condition. But I think it'll just be a Bayern final. I mean, a Bayern win.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. You know what? I'm going to make a hot take for the listeners. City will not win the CL unless Benfica or Villarreal in the final. That's it. There you go.
You know what? I gotta say, put it on ice. I gotta say one thing though, bro. To maybe go get ahead. Mono out of hibernation, I want City to win, bro. maybe we'll hear something from Mono, bro.
Come on, Mono. Come out of retirement, bro.
We know you're there, brother.
That's facts. Well, that's cool. So that is the clean sheets official bracket. Even though obviously. It doesn't. That bracket pretty much doesn't align with any of us. It's collectively what we probably have. Even though Rio thinks Villarreal are going to be Bayern, and Kareem obviously thinks Madrid are going to win. What is it? 14? Is this 14? If they would win this year.
Uh huh.
So, it is what it is. It is what it is. That's our Champions League takes on it. Obviously, there's not going to be any more draws or anything like that. We might cover some semifinal roundups when we get to it or whatever. So. Go ahead. This is gonna sound hilarious in 2-3 weeks, when like only one of us is right, and it's probably gonna end up being Kareem. So you know, that's just something,
we'll see,
something, bro. Something to think about.
We'll see, bro.
Dude, you just gotta remember when you say Champions League, there's
one.
Yeah,
that's
team
the only thing that scares
right
me. I've learned now.
Bro, when we say Champions League, bro, you know what I think of? I think of Nottingham Forest, who won it 3 times.
Okay, buddy.
That's what I think. I think it's a competition made for people who want to win.
Were you even conceived, bro?
No,
were you
I
even
wasn't
conceived,
conceived
when they...
bro. Do you even have?
I wasn't conceived.
Does your team even have more than Nottingham Forest?
No, we don't actually. That's what I think of. It's a competition, bro. It's truly a competition made for those who are ready to play. And I think that on that day, bro, that. Certain players are going to be ready to play and get their.
That's why I don't pick City. That's why I don't pick City. Chelsea's a better cup team than City. Bayern's a better cup team than City. Madrid is obviously a better cup team than City.
I think still City has the best odds to win it as well. Not even just off that. I think they're going to actually have the passion this time to actually play this year.
That's interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, let's move on to the last part of our talks, which is just some international roundups. Something for Kareem, something for Rio. Well, I don't think Rio gets off on seeing the Italians not in the World Cup, but let's just get it right into it. Two big news. Wales qualify off of the back of a Bale masterclass. Canada qualifies. I think we also had
USA
Saudi
about
Arabia.
Qualify.
Yeah, USA
qualify.
Are pretty much all but qualified after.
By 6 goals.
Rio was actually live at the Panama match, by the way. He saw Pulisic get this hat trick. Which I don't know. Were you conflicted? Were you conflicted? Like you saw?
No, Pulisic. I was upset at Panama's play, but I'm a Chelsea fan, so him coming back into form for us with 3 goals on his head on a shit side, I think it's a
shit
good
side.
One.
Man's just dropped it on his own country like that, bro.
Yo, if you saw how they played, bro, I think you'd be calling them the shittiest sides you've ever seen play football, bro.
I actually went back and really because I was like, damn, like. Were DR ever in the CONCACAF qualifications? And it turns out we actually lost to Panama on the way to getting qualified. So, you know, well, you know, we're apparently
two bums fighting each other.
We're having a mid-off. So those are a couple of countries qualified, you know, Canada and whatnot. But one country that did not, and is obviously the biggest talking point, are the European champions, Italy. What happened? Kareem.
I'll start off, yeah. This shows us, honestly, that FIFA 22 is a realistic game, dog. This happens in real life. I know, not real. We can relate, bro. These people had 30 shots compared to 4. And the game ended 1-0. And what was it? Was it an extra time?
A long shot.
Yeah, it was a long shot. And like,
the 89th minute or something like that. Yeah,
94th minute or 92nd.
No, 92nd.
Bro, that's that foot champs cheese. Like, honestly.
That is.
But I mean, very disappointing. I talked to my girlfriend's dad, who's Italian. Oh. I was hanging out with him this weekend, and he told me that growing up, he was so proud of his country, and the man brought an Italian hat for vacation. He couldn't even put it on, he said. So I mean, it's just very disappointing. They won the Euros, and now they're not even going to be in the. They weren't in the World Cup in 2018, right?
No. Yeah. So I saw the stat. The next chance that Italy have to make it into the World Cup, which would be 2026 in the USA, if they make it then, that will be then 12 years since they last made a World Cup. And the last time that Italy have won a knockout World Cup game was 2006. So it would be 20 years in 2026 that they last won a knockout game, which is crazy. And it's the final against France, the Materazzi header and all that stuff. So that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Italy they're a big cup. And just like you said, Kareem, my uncle is Italian, and I still have not heard from him, bro. You know, it's sad times, Kareem. I mean, it's not a good week.
You checked on your uncle, dog?
I haven't, bro. I honestly haven't, because I'm scared. You know, he was happy when they won. You know, it's tough. It's tough, Kareem. It's not a good week to ask for a hand in marriage. You know what I mean? So it's smelly, bro. What happened? I mean, just honestly, like, this is a squad with so much quality. I mean, you had the manager there who was, I'm pretty sure he was a top three in coach of the year finalist.
Yeah,
since he had won the Euros. Yeah, Mancini, Roberto Mancini. So you had the quality there, Donnarumma, Insigne, Jorginho, so many guys there, and yet somehow they can't be in North Macedonia. What happened? Oh, I think we
lost the big dog. We'll continue, guys. So I'll tell you what happened, Enrique.
Go ahead.
I think Italy are a team that they get very content in the way they play. Like, they get very content that they just try to play the way they always play. And sometimes, even against North Macedonia, it's just unfortunate that this team couldn't finish in front of the net. You got the likes of Insigne. Who else is on that shit team, bro?
Immobile. Well, not shit now. Come on. But Immobile.
All I got to say, we'll see what Portugal are playing North Macedonia now.
Yeah, in the final, right? So that's a it's win or go home, right?
Yeah, so we got to see what happens there, bro. I'm excited for that.
You know what's interesting is tomorrow there's a friendly from Italy versus Turkey, so it's gonna be interesting to see what happens there, like in terms of, you know, the turnout. Are people gonna be booing and stuff like that? So it's possible, very possible. So what do you think, Rio? Since we lost you before, you had your comments on this Italy and just the all of the countries that qualified as well. I mean, it looks like we have a couple on the verge, so it's looking like Qatar is pretty much set almost.
Yeah, I think Italy's fucking shit. Well, I don't think Italy's fucking shit. I think Donnarumma is fucking atrocious. And I don't know how he keeps getting, like, this best young goalkeeper bullshit. Oh, fuck him, bro. He's an ass. First off, he took it off Mendy, bro, who completely deserved it. He's a dude who came from, like, literally a no-league side in a sense, you know. Came in, become, like, Chelsea's number one. Showed his class throughout fucking the CL the last season. He showed his class with Senegal, like, and, you know, he gets trashed on compared to this Donnarumma guy, bro. So I think he's the reason for Italy's loss, but I don't know how you're not reaching that as a 6'5" goalkeeper. That is your fault, and you're to blame. just like for PSG on a certain occasions, not all of them. He also played with Pessi and Paymar and Mbappe. That's interesting. Model jobs. So, you know, I think he's overrated, and, you know, it's a shame for that Italy side, but, you know, what can be done? You don't deserve it, especially against North Macedonia. Yeah. So that's their fault. Sad result.
Yeah. I mean, we might see Macedonia now in the World Cup. Who knows if they beat Portugal.
Whoa, what'd you just say, bro?
I kind of do too. I mean, part of me doesn't because I want to see Ronnie in his last dance. But
dude, this is like his one actual good chance, bro.
I know.
Man had,
what do you mean?
Dude, the only good time he had was like when he was a young jit. Yeah, when he was.
Talking about squad wise.
Yeah.
This is the best squad he's had in ages.
And this squad actually has, bro. You saw they didn't even put on Bruno for the.
He's a cancer.
For the game against Turkey, I think so too, bro.
Yeah. By the way, we had a segment scheduled today, which you probably won't do, but it was about best league in the world. I mean, it's obviously the Prem, but this is crazy. You know how Kareem had that one stat one time when he talked about how Suarez was like all-time assister, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Did you know that no English coach has ever won the Premier League?
What?
Yeah, I know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
And people are like, Sir Alex Ferguson. He was in English. Yeah, I was like, he was in English.
Yeah, isn't that mental, bro? All right, well, let's get to our last little discussion. I think this is a perfect topic. Fits the bill. And I've been wanting to talk about this for a minute. And it's pretty much concerning. Obviously, Hazard just came off with his news about he's injured now. And, you know, it just looks like it's going to be another year for him in the sidelines, especially probably in the World Cup, you know. So it got me thinking about the rest of this Belgium team, right? And we talk about this Belgium team in such high light, but I mean, if you got to be honest here, this team is underperformed year in, year out. I mean, we were talking about since 2014, they have only made it to one semifinal in a major tournament. And this is regarded not just by us three here, but like most of FIFA, I mean, world rankings, they've been number one for like God knows how long. And I wanted to ask, I mean, what is the reason that this team, this Belgium team, this golden era Belgium team, has underperformed so terribly? I mean, let's take a look back right before I let you guys chime in real quick. 2014 World Cup, they beat the U.S. I remember that game. I was in a bar watching that. They beat the U.S., then lost to Argentina in the quarterfinal. 2016 Euros, they beat Hungary, then lost to Wales in the quarterfinal. That was that Bale masterclass. 2018 World Cup, as we all remember very well, they beat Japan, they beat Brazil, and then lost to France in that semifinal. They did get the third place medal against England. Now, I remember that France game was the Umtiti header.
It was a great game.
Yeah, that was the one you decided by the Umtiti header. And then the 2020 Euros that we covered here on the clean sheet. If you haven't listened, go back. We did an entire Euros recap. I'm very proud of Kareem, by the way, for his work ethic there. You know what I mean? It was very tough to get you out of bed, bro, every week. You know, give that Euros breakdown. But in 2020 Euros, they beat Portugal and then lost to Italy in the quarterfinals. So that's three quarterfinals and one semifinal, not even a final, one semifinal in the last almost 10 years for a team that included, I mean, we can list the names. Hazard, both of them, Lukaku, De Bruyne, Mertens, Vertonghen at his best, Alderweireld at his best, like, sheesh.
Vincent Kompany
at one point, right? So what's the Delaney. Reason? Yeah, what's the reason? One of you guys can go ahead and start.
Can I start? I honestly believe it's a mixture of like three things, right? First of all, I'm going to say the manager. I don't believe in Roberto Martinez. I didn't think what he did at Everton was crazy. I don't know how the fuck he got that job, but he did punditry. Niggas like what he was saying, and the niggas in Belgium can't speak English, and they gave him a job. So, fire. Then they got Thierry Henry as well, right?
Like, yeah, he had a stint
to like
there.
Be like a striker, sort of like help coach for Lukaku, and he was doing not that bad, you know. And then out of nowhere, decides to go off and, you know, not be there anymore. Okay, mm-hmm. He wants his own like sort of career thing, being a manager. He was shit at it. Let's not remember that. He was a fucking horrible manager. Then the next thing definitely is their fullbacks. They don't have fullbacks, bro. Like, you're playing, like, Carrasco. Like, they play, like, the 3-4-3, but, like, like the way it should be played is that you have attacking fullbacks who know to like who know how to defend as well. Like they don't have like a Trent, they don't have your Chilwells, they don't have your Reece James sort of players, and they can't, and they completely get beat by players and like, you know, teams that have those sort of players on the wing who can, you know, throw some really good pace on that. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why they don't make it. And maybe my third reason for sure is just that that team doesn't know how to play together as well as the, you know, I guess it's the statistics showing like sheep, because like during like qualifiers and stuff like that, like they play pretty well together, but look at their competition. Mm-hmm. Against the bigger sides, they're not throwing against like the same, like, you know, heavyweight sort of things. Players end up ghosting, you know, one player's only showing up and that's about it. That 2018 performance was all Hazard and De Bruyne. But like where you're like big players like Lukaku, your Mertens and things like that, you're supposed to show up as well to finish those chances. That Italy game was riddled with the fact that some players weren't finishing the easy chances and they had to rely on their midfielders. So I honestly think that it's just a case of like other teams will always come down and beat the hell out of them no matter what. And I feel like they've been overranked, you know. They're a dark, we called them a dark horse back in 2014 and other sort of times, but I don't think they're a dark horse anymore. I think they're just like a disappointment for this generation of players.
Yeah, go ahead, Kareem, because I mean, again, like they, like you said, they've never been really a dark horse the last 6-7 years because, I mean, the names, right? Like the names, you're talking about club level, these are some of the best players in their respective leagues, and they haven't performed. What's the reason for that, Kareem?
To add on to what Rio said, when I think of Belgium, bro, very good team, very good side. But I always feel like it's too much of like individuals. Like when you had the Vertonghen and Alderweireld, those were two center backs that, you know, it's a little fiery saying it, but you could compare them to the Italians. Like they showed all their aggression. They put everything into the sport, honestly. But when I just thought of the Belgium, you have the Hazards. I don't see like team play with Lukaku. He's a very good striker, but he would never pull up for. Actually, he pulled up in the last one for them. But,
I think he did the best out of the three.
Yeah, but I don't know. With this team, it's just I don't know if we're gonna look back at it and say that it was like one of the best teams to never do anything. But I don't know. It's just it never clicked, I guess.
I think we probably will, but it's just like it's still just crazy to think about how long. Like, I mean, how many times we were saying this team are going to win something, they're going to win something, and now we're looking back now 10 years later and they didn't win anything. They didn't get to a final. Like, think about it. Croatia has made it to more finals in the last 10 years in major tournaments.
Not even that. Argentina, bro.
I guess. I mean, Argentina made two luck. Or three. Or
Croatia had luck of the draw, man. Croatia had luck of the draw, to be honest. Let's be real here.
I mean, I agree with you. I've been, not on record, obviously, but like I've been, you know, saying that, like, not calling it a fluke per se, but they definitely hit, you know, while the iron was, they struck while it was hot, pretty much. Like, they definitely were fortunate. But it's a very good team, no question about it. So I think it's interesting. I mean, because what do we think? Are Belgium even slightly end of a chance now? Because obviously you can tell the tail end of that squad is coming down now. Everyone's getting older, pretty much out of it. I mean, obviously guys like Fellaini have come out of the team. They're not even in the rotation. You know, Carrasco is out of the rotation almost. Chadli. Also name we didn't even throw in there. Very underrated. Moussa Dembele was a big, big cog in all that as well. And he obviously has moved on from the team. And Hazard, it looks like, won't ever get back to his best. You know, same for Lukaku. You know, he's not going to have the service he did once. And it might just turn into a Kevin De Bruyne show at the international level. So do we think they even have a chance this year maybe to possibly, you know, shut us up?
No, definitely not. Their young players don't show that. I don't think any young players have come through the ranks. I don't think they've invested enough, again, like in their fullbacks and like that sort of area of play. Like, the whole game now, as you can see, like, is about really good fullbacks or very good wingers as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll just have to see. I definitely probably wouldn't have him in my picks, though, for 2022. All right. Well, in that case, Kareem, you got any closing remarks?
To end it on a funny note, bro, I saw a tweet today. It was in Spanish. you know, was talking about Hazard's season ending due to injury, and some guy subtweeted it, bruh, and it was like, something has to start for it to finish, and I just started dying, bruh.
That's good. That's good. I mean, do you think he'll make another start for Real Madrid ever again?
Nah, dude.
Probably not.
Nah. Yo, but on some news of Real Madrid, since you brought them up, you know. Okay. I was looking, bruh, and they were giving odds for Bale signing to a new team on a free transfer, and it was like Tottenham 2-1. But something that caught me by surprise is the second most likely team for Bale to go to is Cardiff City, bruh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Going back home?
Going back home. And then they were talking about how, since he always loves international like play, that playing for Cardiff City, it'll be like less stress on his body, that he'll be able to play for Wales even longer.
Wow. I mean, Welsh Bales is something else, bro.
So I have a question for you guys. If he does Welsh that, Bales. Will he be the best Welsh player ever?
Is he not? Is? I mean, Giggs, I guess, but like, he's not even close to Bale talent-wise.
Fuck Giggs.
What's that guy's name? Ian Rush? Bobby Rush? What's his name?
No. Oh, Ian Rush, that's true. No, I mean, he's a Liverpool legend, Wales, but he's not. Oh, you're talking about, like, Welsh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's still Bale, bro. Even more Bale. I mean, if you're talking about club level, Ian Rush does have a shout. But, like, if we're talking purely Welsh, I mean, this guy, he got him. Have Wales even been to a semifinals in a major tournament before Bale? I don't think so.
Gareth Bale has the most goals for Wales. How is he not the best player of all time? Because
he got them to the Euro 2016 semis, the one against Portugal. So he's done a lot for the country, and he's literally known for that. Like, when Bale retires, I'm not saying he won't be remembered for his Madrid and Tottenham days, but like, most people, I think, are gonna remember like the same way Hoodie Mello is a thing. Welsh Bale is gonna be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, international
golf Bale.
Yeah, golf Bale. You know, like,
Bale's a top 100 player of all time.
Wales, golf, Madrid, in that order. You know what I mean?
Bale is a top 100 player of all time who's ever played the sport of football.
And
I don't think that's a hot topic.
Yeah, I would say so. I would have to bring up a lot of farmers in there as well, just out of respect, but. Yeah, no question. That I've seen, he's probably in the top 20.
Top 20 of all time? No, that's crazy.
Mm. No, that top I've seen. That I have seen. That I have seen. Like, with my own two eyes. Like, I've never seen Maradona play, obviously. I wasn't a lot, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, true. Okay, fair. I'll take that.
So, which is interesting. We won't harp on this a lot, but I remember someone was talking about, and I almost think we should just do this for another day. Because there was a tweet that was saying, so he put a picture up, right? It said Hazard. Hazard, Bale, Salah, and I forgot what the fourth name was. It wasn't Neymar, because that would be outrageous. But there was another name in there. It was four guys or something. And then it was like...
who would you take in their prime, right?
One was who would you take in your prime, and then just longevity. And it was kind of crazy to see what the results were. Because I think in terms of longevity, you would obviously have Hazard at the bottom, near the bottom. But I think in terms of prime, I would have Bale at the top. But like, longevity wise, Bale low key might.
I mean, we just got to see how long Salah does it for, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, I'll be on record saying it. I've always said it. Like, besides the 43 goal season, Salah has just been an extremely consistent elite footballer. Like, his prime, I would say, maybe is not as good. As a Hazard, but I would take Salah prime over Hazard prime, no question.
Salah prime, Hazard prime, no.
I have to agree with Real, bro. Hazard had like, Salah has help, bro. Hazard didn't have that much help in that team.
Oh, Alexis, that's who it was. Alexis was the fourth name.
He better be fourth place.
I don't know, bro.
I think he was
a boy for Arsenal.
Yeah, Alexis Prime though was better than Hazard.
No,
stop being a fucking idiot. That's not true.
Let's go.
That's not fucking true, bro. Hazard is probably going to be one of the most remembered players in the PL.
That's
Alexis Sanchez that one season or two. No.
One of it's fine.
No. Eden Hazard is a stunning player to watch.
Yeah, but Alexis Sanchez did the most for the team he was with, bro.
He did. He almost got him a prem.
If you put that, if you put Hazard on that team that Alexis Sanchez was on, I don't know if it's gonna be the same.
With an Ozil?
I don't know, bro. Hazard is Hazard. Hazard never had more than like 15 goal assist, I think it was the thing.
Yeah, goals he had a 15 goal, 15 assist season.
I think I think that was a stat. He's only gotten more than 15 goal contributions once in one season. I think something like that.
Goal con, bro. He'd what?
I mean, that might have been the stat. It was something like that. But it was something smelly like that from Hazard. I'm like, whoa.
Nah, bro, that is a lie.
That's I don't know.
That's not the stat, bro.
I'm ready to get him off my team, bro. So
he might be going back to Chelsea.
Back to Chelsea.
Go back.
I hope so, bro.
Go back, bro.
Oh my god.
I'll take him back so quick. I don't care.
Why would you guys?
We'll get him back up to fitness.
Actually, they probably will, because you know maybe he's just. That's the thing, probably. Spain with the tapa, so much good food.
And the paella.
England, not that much good food. Oh shit! Yo.
You cracked the code, baby.
Hazard levels are about to come back. Oh, shit.
Can't wait for him to drop a Master Seal performance next season against Madrid.
I saw a stat that he has like a 0.05 goal contribution per game for Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. That shit fire, bro.
Wow.
He has the most dribbles and most chances created in like per 90 minutes in Real Madrid. Based off like since he's been there,
per 90
is the most.
He's talking about per 90 crit, not.
He has like 3.4 for every like. He has the best like.
How much does Vinny have?
Ratio.
Yo, calm down.
He has a better ratio compared to minutes played. Like he has the best in Real Madrid.
Vinny's all right, bro.
For all the calm games down. He's played.
No, you can't say Vinny's all right, bro. For this season.
No, he's good, but I'm just saying, calm down. All right, let's see if Vinny can do it.
I agree. I'm not jumping saying he's going to be the next Mbappe. He's going to be the next Pele, bro. But he's having a hell of a season.
Maybe that's what we should talk about. Top five U21 talents or U23 talents. I think you got to have
top
Vinny, Trent, Mbappe, Haaland, Pedri. I think that's probably my five right there.
Havertz.
No.
Enrique, half of that list you said, bro, going to be out in Madrid soon.
I'm calling racketeering charges if Madrid land both Haaland and Mbappe, bro. I swear to God.
I mean, supposedly for Haaland, it's either City or Madrid.
Good, bro. Look, you know what? Fuck it. Here's another hot take. Haaland's gonna flop. Nah, he's not gonna flop, but I don't think he's not gonna be in the top three Ballon d'Or consistently the way Mbappe is gonna be, the way people think. Like, I don't know. Like, when people put Mbappe and Haaland in the same line, I'm just like, I don't see it.
Yeah, but you got to think of the things that Haaland has been doing have been mental, bro.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
My boy just knows how to score, dog.
Lewo does too, bro, but we shit on him. I see a Lewo, bro, with Haaland. Like, he's going to break a lot of goal records, maybe, but just overall play is smelly.
I just pray he doesn't go to Bayern, bro. That's the one.
He won't. I can promise you he's not. I honestly don't even think I've seen links.
I haven't seen any links, but you never know with those cunts. Maybe just the Dortmund
Academy.
Yeah,
alright, buddy. Wash your mouth. We don't need... Yo, Lewa's got another two, three years, and then Nkunku's coming in. You know what I mean?
You guys can have Nkunku as long as we get Tchouaméni, bro.
No, that's Liverpool. Liverpool's getting true. Bro, it's in the bag, bro. We're landing either Bellingham or Tchouaméni this summer.
Take Bellingham.
Bro, the only thing you're landing on is no trophy.
Carvalho, we're getting Fabio, and Tchouaméni. And that's it. And Vitinha from Porto. And that's it.
Bro, Liverpool doesn't have money, dog.
Bro, y'all ain't got money either. Y'all ain't got an owner.
Y'all don't got an owner, bro.
Yeah, bro, y'all can even buy the bus. Talk about we got no money.
You guys need a center back, yo. That's what you guys need, bro.
Y'all need money, bro. Aspie's going to Barca, he said it. Rudiger's leaving.
Yeah.
Christensen's leaving.
Rudiger's not leaving.
He's a Finnish club.
I'm 100% Rudiger.
Rudiger's leaving, literally out, bro. He was out before Roman stuff came out.
Uh-huh.
No, he wasn't, bro. Where are you guys getting your fucking news from?
Okay.
I mean, when...
Kareem?
Where are you getting your news from?
Give him the facts, bro. Give him the facts, Kareem.
Where are you getting your news from, bro? Every owner that has been a prospect owner is literally... And we've been trying to give this man a new contract, bro. Every owner who's came in has literally said that.
Rudiger, but how are you going to give a contract without an owner?
Bro, how are you going to get an owner?
Dude, that's what you said 2 weeks ago. That's what you said on the last clean sheet episode.
Bro, by the end of the season, we have a new owner, bro. Once we get the CL... Oh my God! You know what? I can't wait for Chelsea just to.
So it says February 10, 2022, that they offered him 200,000 euros per week, and he rejected that offer.
Declined. He wants a bigger contract. He's not worth it.
We got dudes like Lukaku earning more than him, and Lukaku's dropping shitters every week.
So you're Enrique, he's just agreeing with us. They don't have money.
He's agreeing with us.
They don't have money. Okay. And they don't have an owner.
Oh. You gotta pay the gas first. Gas is high right now, bro.
That's not what I said.
Gas is high.
That's misconstruing.
It's all right, bro. When he enters the transfer portal as a as a free transfer, you're done.
He might go to Madrid, honestly.
Chill, brother.
Oh my God.
No, he's not going. No, but I shit you not. Now I'm being serious. Aspie's out.
No, I think Aspie, Christensen, and Rudiger are for sure out.
Christensen's confirmed, bro. Aspie isn't.
Christensen's to Barca. Sure if they
Yeah, he's the one who's confirmed. Aspie isn't yet.
I don't know, bro.
They're not sure if they want to sell Aspie.
It's all right, bro. Next year you're gonna have to go to a four back, and we'll see how you do then. Okay.
Kareem, what's the status on your bid, bro?
You didn't see they rejected the Saudis. Right?
I heard in the news they said an American based owner is apparently in advanced talking. Like, Kareem, Kareem's in.
Dude, that's the goal one day. We gotta make that much money, bro, from our viewers.
Yo, I'll chip in, bro. We could have the clean sheet conglomerate owns a club.
Yo, one day, bro, we gotta make a club, bro. Like hashtag United, bro.
Yeah, I'm about.
Get them into MLS next. MLS next, and then the MLS, bro.
Oh my God.
have Ronaldo, the age of 60, come play for
starring
us.
Starring Creamy Junior. You have Rio Junior. You know what I mean?
Yo, that'd be fire.
I'm about.
Get our kids to play. That'd be fucked. I know my kid's going to be the best. Oh, baby.
Well, that's enough from the clean sheet. So thank you all for tuning in. It was a nice little episode, nice little chat. Not too much to fuss about. I thought we'd give you guys a nice little episode with the original three.
Very chill.
And Mono, if you're out there, bro, please. This has been the clean sheet. Goodbye from me. Goodbye from Rio. Goodbye from Creamy.
Peace out, lads.
Bye, babies.
This has been the clean sheet, and we are out.
Let's for our viewers, so they believe us that. Man's dead, bro. Let's call him right now, bro.
That we didn't kill you, bro.
No way. All right, well, the episode's going to end with a nice little call to Mono. Let's see. Oh, my God.
Odds on him not answer.
1-1.
2-1.
1-1.
Damn.
We all got to call him at the same time.
Damn. All right, Rio, play the CL music. Let's get us out of here.
Well, we got Mono. We got to call him again. You got to call him too, bro.
No, bro. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
What if he changed his number?
They would say it's out of service, bro.
That's smelly, bro.
That's true.
That's smelly.
Damn. Nah, I'm going to leave him a voicemail. I'm going to leave him a voicemail. 4-0-2-1 is not available.
The tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1. Jesus Christ, what is this?
Yo, Mono, I know the Mosque has got you acting up, bro. Like, you know, uh-oh. I know I used to rock your world with the clean sheet and the boys, bro. But if you make a will, you got to make it happen, bro.
You know, okay, okay.
I miss the way you used to slap with us, you know, about them city takes, yo. We miss you. We love you. And first and foremost, fuck city.
That's facts.